Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 19th of March, 2021. We've got the best technology news coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, I guess Samsung is really thinking, the Galaxy Note, let's just skip it. We have heard back and forth for a little while now that they may not ship a Galaxy Note phone in 2021. They're all saying it has to do with a serious imbalance in the semiconductor industry. Of course, with Samsung saying this, the whole globe is now saying, whoa, wait, there's a semiconductor shortage? Now, Samsung, of course, went on to say, too, that the Note series is positioned as a high-end model for their business portfolio, and it actually could be a burden to unveil two flagship models in a year. Going on to say that, of course, the timing of the Note model launch could be changed, but they're seeking to release a Note model maybe next year. Sure, we're going to hear more about this now that we're hearing about a semiconductor shortage, or maybe it's just Samsung saying that there is, because they don't want to release two flagship phones this year. We shall see. Looks like Apple's been hard at work at getting fake crap off the web. Actually, they removed about 1 million listings for counterfeit and fake products in 2020, and they're still on the rampage for 2021. Now, these fake products actually are using Instagram to sell counterfeit iPhone batteries, accessories, and cables. And of course, Apple, none too happy to see it. Now, on top of the experts at Apple, they're also working with law enforcement, too. On top of that, social media companies and even e-commerce sites worldwide to make sure that all this counterfeit crap is gone. Apple went on to say it will be quite a feat, and chances are we're not going to get everything. But we got to start somewhere, because the safety of our customers is our first priority. Not to mention the risk associated with counterfeit products can actually be very serious. And finally, hey, speaking of Apple, you remember those old ads a long time ago? I'm a Mac, I'm a PC, blah, blah, blah. They were kind of cute for their day, but apparently the I'm a Mac guy is an I'm a sellout guy now. That's because the folks over at Intel have wooed Justin Long over to their side. In fact, each commercial starts with the whole typical white background that you'd see in those old Apple commercials. Now, it is Mac versus PC once again, but this time around, Mr. Long seems to be mocking Apple's Touch Bar. In fact, the lack of the M1 multi-monitor support as well. And of course, the gray and grayer color choices for your MacBook. Now, maybe this has something to do with Apple bringing back John Hodgman. Remember, he was the PC guy. Well, he's all of a sudden now a Mac. And now the Mac guy is a PC guy. Maybe they're both sellouts. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there, the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show. Check us out, too, on Facebook and give us a like there at British Tech Network. Or check us out on Twitter and follow us there at British Tech. But definitely check out our BTN community and join us today. Be a part of the BTN family that's ever growing. And the more, the merrier, as we say. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. We will be back on Monday, however, though, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you, as always, for listening.